Thank you, Madam Coordinator. And thanks again to all the panelists for their excellent presentations. I have a brief intervention, but as we're now at the end of our session, I wanted to start with a couple personal reflections. Over the past 2 days, I listened to all the presentations with great interest. I found them to be extremely informative, excellent, often somewhat depressing, but also quite inspiring. You know, on the one hand, it was very kind of saddening to hear about the humanitarian cost of IEDs and ERW around the world, the effect that these have had on limbs, on lives, on livelihoods, and communities. It was you know, difficult to absorb. On the other hand, I found it incredibly inspiring to hear about the work that the panelists and their organizations are doing around the world to address this problem. The fact that they're dedicating their lives and putting their lives at risk to help communities and to help these individuals was really uplifting. You know, from the risk education to the demining to the rehabilitation of victims. So I just wanted to kind of conclude with a note of appreciation and respect for the excellent and incredibly important work that the panelists and their organizations are doing around the world. As with other types of explosive hazards, risk education is essential to protecting civilians from IEDs. Extensive risk education has been shown to help reduce risky behavior by local communities and can be delivered through a wide range of methods, including lectures, sporting events, media outreach, posters near affected areas, social media, and more. Last year, the United States piloted an innovative digital risk education campaign with the Mines Advisory Group, the Iraqi Directorate of Mine Action, and Facebook that delivered risk education through social media messages for specific areas where returning communities face the risk of coming into contact with explosive hazards, including IEDs. The pilot program ran from August through November of 2019 and revealed that social media messages can be a cost-effective way to deliver risk education to civilians in areas where security, geography, and dynamic operating environments limit face-to-face risk education. The results surpassed expectations. For example, 94% of intended recipients who were surveyed said they saw the messages on Facebook and that the messages helped them understand the risks posed by explosive hazards. The messages only cost a little more than 1 cent for each person reached. More details about this pilot program can be found on the U.S. Department of State website under the post titled "Keeping Iraqis Safe from Deadly ISIS Bombs Through Innovation Digital Risk Education Campaign." I will not try to read out the entire URL, but I'm sure if you Google it, you can easily find it. Thank you again, Madam Coordinator, Madam President, and to all the panelists.